You can't make more time, but you can make more of your time. Introducing Microsoft 365, the subscription that makes things a little easier in life, giving you more time for the things that truly matter. It includes the premium Office apps you know with enhanced features and comes with cloud storage so you can access your digital life from anywhere. Microsoft 365 helps make our personal and family lives a little easier to manage. Learn more about the subscription at Microsoft365.com/family.
Hi, this is creator of The Orphan, Zachary Vortis-Gaum, and I just wanted to let you know that this episode of The Orphan's Exposé is brought to you by Euphonic, featuring Crypto Zed, a brand new sci-fi audio drama podcast. They sent me a preview of their first episode, and if you like The Orphans, trust me, you are in for a massive treat with this show. Crypto Zed is a deeply immersive, fast-paced, futuristic world where ICC agents are risking everything to restore life on the planet. The first season follows cryptozoologist Jane Silver, who is sent on a nail-biting mission to track and capture a human-like creature, the mesmerizing and menacing Iceman. Created by New York Times best-selling novelist Danielle Trussoni and award-winning filmmaker Hadrian Royo, Crypto Zed is a film for your ears. You'll be transported into the wilderness as Jane Silver ascends through the Alps and comes face-to-face with the creature. The first episode alone is a whirlwind of action and suspense. But you don't need to take my word for it. We've got an excerpt from Crypto Zed playing at the end of the episode, so stick around after the credits. Crypto Zed is launching right now, so go subscribe on your favorite podcatcher. Crypto Zed is CryptoZ, or Z, depending on where you're from. There's also a link in the show notes of this episode, so go check them out. And now, back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Welcome to the Orphans Exposé. We'd like to thank our patrons, Veronica Ramirez, The Beacon, and Andre Pandolfo Damiani, for making this series possible. And now, Episode 1, Baz Grant.
I never know if these things are working.
The light's on. That means it's recording.
Think a Cordelia would be able to handle a recorder.
You ever been to Sagara?
No. I almost got assigned to the Marine Biology Division, but then they realised I was a bit thick, so they sent me to be a journalist instead.
Well, you fit right in.
Let's go get him, then.
Remind me, what's this for again?
We're doing a piece on some of the most notable members of the collective, and you made the cut.
Well, that is flattering.
It would be hard to leave you off the list after what you've been able to accomplish.
Well, it's all down to the team, isn't it? Am I the only clone being interviewed for this piece?
Oh, we're also trying to get in touch with Nora Vass's people.
Oh, naturally.
Any help you can give us on that one?
I'm afraid Nora Vass is as impenetrable to me as any other clone. She only grants one an audience when she deigns you worthy. Right, shall we?
Yes, why not? Could you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the Collective?
Yes, I'm Baz Grant. I am the head of technology at the Ministry of Technological Advancement.
One could say you run the place.
No! I am but a humble servant to the Council of Ministers, where I oversee my Minister Smith.
And what is it that the Head of Technology does?
Ah, well, I oversee all aspects of technological development for the Collective. This can mean developing the latest Jeffrey model, or making sure that the transports between Sagara's cities run just that little bit faster. It all falls under my purview. We find areas that could use improvement and make them superior.
That's great. Any examples you're particularly proud of?
It's challenging to think of just one. I suppose the air filtration for Euclidia was a significant improvement. Such a shame about the whole situation. No, I think the new super advanced minnow vessel I invented for Sagara. The old models were so slow. It took almost a day to cross from one side of the planet to the other.
That's very impressive.
Thank you.
Does your work ever extend to areas beyond technology, agriculture, or medicine?
I work on all forms of technology. We have several CAFRIN units operating in this department to advise on the medical aspect of our technology. In terms of agriculture, yes. In fact, I was once stationed on Mariga to advise on their crops.
That is fascinating. Was this before or after the incident with the advanced science outpost?
Pardon?
There was an incident there with a science outpost poisoning the land without realising.
Yes. Yes. I heard about that. Such a shame. After my time, I'm afraid.
Yes. Of course. What were your improvements able to do for agriculture on Mariga?
Well, before the incident, we had the yield of the crops up by almost 50%.
Wow.
Yes. We were hoping to get it up to double the yield.
And how did you manage that?
It was a combination of replicating not just the ideal, but superior growing conditions and a bit of light genetic alterations.
Superior growing conditions?
Yes. The makeup of the soil, the chemical balance of the water, even the quality of the light. Everything we control.
How interesting. Why the relocation to Sagara?
The ministry moved location. It made it easier for us to conduct certain experiments in a more forgiving environment.
What environment is that?
The bottom of the ocean.
Of course.
How about I take you on a tour of our facilities? There's some fascinating stuff to see. It might just pique your interest.
Sure, why not?
Oh, I will have to ask you to leave your recorder here, I'm afraid. We don't allow any recording equipment inside.
No problem.
Are we recording?
Okay.
Is the light on?
Yep. So they're running experiments on the chemical makeup of the ocean water, and they're running localized trials and advances in blaster efficiency.
He basically copped the whole Mariga incident.
Did he?
Well, the chemical balances, the makeup of the soil, the crop yields. That is precisely the reason the lamb was tainted. Just because it took people a few years to start showing symptoms doesn't mean he didn't do it.
So they spun it away from him and moved the department here.
Let's not get too committed to the theories yet. We still have more people to interview.
One down. Four to go.
Thank you for listening to the Orphans Exposé. This episode starred Beth Eyre and Beth Crane, with a special guest appearance by Alex Bird. The series is written and directed by Zachary Fortescom, executive produced by Ella Watts, with music by James Barbarossa. Stay tuned for a trailer from our sponsor this week, Crypto Zed, a new science fiction podcast.
This is Dr. Jane Silver, cryptozoologist, archaic hominids, agent Z02. We're escaping the creatures, the Icemen, running from them, and he fell. He has multiple fractures to the femur, a number of deep cuts, and a concussion. I was able to pull him to this cave, stay alive. It's my duty to communicate what happened, what we saw. The world must understand what Agent Bright and I have found. Our discoveries will change the history of mankind. The future, the past, everything will change. Even if we are no longer alive to see it. But it is most likely that you, listening to my voice now, you have become the guardian of this recording. It is up to you to keep our story alive.
Listen, and I will tell you the secret history of Crypto Zed.
Hello, this is Joe Wilkinson from the Gossip Mongers podcast, bringing you a Stay Cast from Acast message, reminding you to follow the government's advice and stay at home if you can. So while you're at home, I thought I'd recommend my favourite podcast, which is the Peter Crouch podcast. It's just three lads talking about football and that's it. But it's really funny. Have a listen. Cheers. Bye.